There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, the NFL trade deadline has come and gone with some significant moves. One that will have some impact on the game this weekend when it comes to the Saints. Marshawn Lattimore traded to the Commanders. The Saints will receive a third-round pick, a fourth-round pick, and a sixth-round pick, which is New Orleans' own pick coming back to them. Washington will get Lattimore and a fifth-round pick.
Yeah, it's funny. They made a trade earlier in the season for John Ridgeway. Is that pick, Tiff, that you mentioned coming back to them? There's two ways to look at this. Yes, the Saints got worse slightly, because I think Marshawn Lattimore, whether you like him or not, is a very good player.
He's a very good player, yeah.
But also, they got better in the for the future, because yep. Mickey Loomis has done a pretty good job throughout his time there of drafting. And the problem for me is you don't get away from Marshawn Lattimore, because you're going to see him twice. And I actually think the first thing I thought about is that this guy is the type of player, to me, that could play well in a Dan Quinn system. Because he can be physical.
Thrive, yeah.
Such a good point.
If you get a pass rush, you can put him on that in that cover three island, and he can lock up a side and be physical with guys. And he's a handsy player. You know, that's one of the things that I always credited Dennis Allen. You know, I poke fun at the head coach he was, but I always thought he was a good DC. And he liked to have his DBs be physical, be really grabby at the top of routes. And I believe that they should have thrown more flags at times against the Saints.
Sure.
But if they let you do it all day.
Well, and you and I actually had this conversation. I'm glad you brought this up, because you and I had this conversation about Mike Evans, right? Remember when you and I were talking about Mike Evans, his career numbers against Atlanta, and yet when he goes to New Orleans, they're not there. They're not even close to being the same level, and that's a team he's played just as much as he has the Atlanta Falcons, yet his numbers are only like a third of what
they are. I think he's only got like four touchdowns against them.
And I think that when you go back and look at the career of Marshawn Lattimore and some of the other DBs they've had there, and I think Tyrann Mathieu lately and some of the other players they've had playing back in that secondary over Mike Evans' tenure, that physicality is exactly what you're talking about, right? I mean, that physicality with a big body guy like Mike Evans is exactly what you mean. So, to your point, it is unfortunate that you will see him in Washington down the road here in just a few weeks. But at the same time, and I've mentioned it Monday and Tuesday and even Sunday postgame, I am very worried about this game this weekend. I don't, even though they're reeling right now down in New Orleans, I don't feel like it's a great matchup for the Atlanta Falcons, even though on paper, when you look at records, it should be. So I'm glad that at least in the meantime, New Orleans gets kind of taken down a notch, and we can see it from that vantage point right now.
We'll come back to how that trade is going to impact this matchup, but other moves that were made yesterday: Za'Darius Smith, we know, traded to the Lions from the Browns. Khalil Herbert traded to the Bengals from the Bears. The Bears sent a 2025 seventh-round draft pick to the Bears for him. And then Jonathan Mingo traded to the Cowboys from the Panthers. The Dallas Cowboys acquired the receiver and a 2025 seventh-round draft pick in exchange for a 2025 fourth-round pick. Jerry Jones was talking about how they were possibly going to be making some moves and trying to get a receiver there ahead of this happening.
There's a lot of different reasons you could probably look at this, but guys, I just think that this points to the fact that they're kind of hitting a salary reset this year, and you need cheap playmakers over the next couple of seasons if you're going to be able to do that. He kind of fits that role, and look, if you're willing to let him go. Like, when I first saw this, and I texted you, I go, this is a weird trade, man, but I honestly don't know what to think, because I don't really know what Jonathan Mingo is at this point.
Yeah, he's a guy that's fallen out of favor quickly in Carolina in, what, 2 years, I think?
hearing some change, yeah.
And, you know, somebody that apparently the Cowboys like coming out, I do think it means, you know, it does go to that reset thing. Look, they're putting Dak on the IR, so that's not good for the hamstring. It's just a lot. There's, you know, Dallas is in a rough space, and I wonder how that's going to go for them. But the Herbert trade, it's like Zach Moss is done for the season.
Yeah, that's detrimental to our fantasy team. Very detrimental. So but big prayers up for him for his neck injury, because that's always a tough thing as well.
Just you know, the Preston Smith going from the Steelers, he's had some good years. I don't necessarily think he's the same player, but he goes to a team that already has maybe the best pass rusher in the league right now, and another good one in Alex Highsmith. So
yeah, with that Smith trade, the Packers got a 2025 seventh round pick. Other moves: Tre'Davious White, to the Ravens from the Rams, and then Khalil Davis traded to the 49ers from the Texans. Though,
yeah, I know we're gonna get to it when in the next segment when we talk about this Falcons, but there wasn't an elite player to me traded yesterday, and the closest one was Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah.
And he wasn't in a need position for the Falcons, and the Saints weren't going to trade with you anyways.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.